You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the
You don't actually use any code anymore. Nope. You just go to Typefrag.com and you sign up. And you'll get the world's best Ventrilo hosting, Mumble, TeamSpeak, anything you want. Switch between all three of them. Flick of a button and you change. Keeping most of your settings and keeping your communications alive. Or if you'd like, you can go to Doghouse Systems. Christmas is coming up. And maybe you want a gaming PC. Well, if you use the code 2MORDOR, you'll not only get twice the RAM, but you'll help out the podcast as well, because we make a small commission off of that. And like I said, you'll support the show. All right, so welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, episode 100-something.
69.
All right, now that we're done being children.
169.
We are a podcast about casual strolling to Mordor on Lord of the Rings Online.
We are so tired. None of that made sense. We are a podcast about casually strolling to Mordor.
Tried to recover it. Thanks for not letting it go.
No, not going to let that go.
Yeah, it was a long day. We went to IKEA, and IKEA is always a long day, especially when there's an hour and a half drive each way.
Yeah, we don't have one close, so we had to drive quite a ways to get to one. But America has a new podcasting desk. We're not currently using because we literally got home just like
20 minutes ago, right? 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, so it's not put together yet, but we own it.
Still in the car. And it's going to stay there overnight.
Yeah.
I am too tired.
No, it'll be fine. We'll take care of it tomorrow.
Yes. Baby Hobbit already said that she will help me.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She is an excellent helper.
She is an excellent helper. All right. So I'm your host, Merrick. This is Golden Star. What did you do this week?
This week, Golden Star is level 77. Hooray!
Yay!
That's a little golf clap for myself. I'm maybe almost halfway to 78. I'm like a little less than half, I think. But I'm really enjoying myself. I'm now in the Norcross. I'm running quests. I just took off running in a direction today just for funsies, and I found a whole nother set of quests that Baby Hobbit and I did together. It was a lot of fun. So I'm really, really enjoying the quests. I killed another warband. I did it solo because there was absolutely nobody around me. I would have accepted help, trust me. It was like four warg riders and like a boss warg rider, and it took me a lot to kill them. I got dismounted several times. I could not find. I have like the rapid remount. Could not find it in my bags. But I'm a healer, and then after a while, I was getting much better. So, the whole like not getting knocked off of my horse, like healing my horse before I got knocked off, because I could remember. I remembered that I could heal. I'm a minstrel. Oh yeah.
I'm a minstrel.
So,
and a meow, 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 and a meow, meow, meow.
And so I got a lot better. I got it down, and I was actually scared of opening the box because I worked hard on this one. The last one, I got like the 5 pieces of wood or whatever, but it wasn't difficult to kill that. So I wasn't really up. I was annoyed that I only got 5 pieces of wood, but I wasn't like, well, I deserve more than that. I deserved a lot for this one because I worked my butt off to kill those 4 ads and then the boss while like aggroing everything in the area and having it chase me.
And
I got marks in medallions. I don't remember how much of each. Oscar, what are you eating? Knock it off.
Really? Let him eat whatever he wants to.
I don't know. Whatever it is down here that he's got in his mouth is not safe for him.
It's an apple.
Oh, well, I guess it's healthy. Enjoy that. I don't know where you got an apple, but...
Out of the trash.
Oh, that's disgusting. How does that weenie dog even reach the trash?
I don't know.
He's like not even a foot off the ground. Anyway. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So I killed the boss. Open the mags. I got marks, medallions, and I got a housing item. I got a like little pennant flag thing for my yard.
Oh, really?
I took a picture of it. So I'll put that with the show notes. It's not anything spectacular, honestly. Like, the flag is really tiny. And it's for that first town you go to in the Norcross. It starts with an E. I don't remember what it's called. But it's called, like, that flag.
It's called that flag?
No, it's called that town's flag. I don't know. The E-town flag. I don't know. I don't remember what it is.
E-town, y'all.
E-town, y'all. Yo, yo, down with the E-town. I got the pennant flag in my yard. But,
That's, oh my goodness.
So I guess it's something. Something. It was better than wood.
No, that's very good.
Yeah, I was excited. Housing items is an acceptable reward to me. I will take it. Dumb time this week. We were missing half the dumbs. Dummy Dumb had to work. He was actually at Sodom's house, just not able to play.
Is he an indentured servant?
No, I think he was just, you know, out of... he was out for work, and then he was staying with Sodom overnight, kind of a thing. And then Lady Dub and Hoppy Dub were in Florida. I thought they were going to Vegas. Apparently, I was wrong. They're in Florida. So it was Sodom, Optum, and myself. We ran library and the school instances. We pretty much rocked them, did them super quick, super easy, no problems whatsoever. And just to say that we died, we did a 3-man survival barrow down skirmish and made it 10 minutes before we died.
10 minutes is pretty good.
Yeah. I think that's the first time I've done 10 minutes on any character. So it was pretty good.
That's a tough one. So I myself almost 76.
70-12.
Yeah, it's high up there. You can't get there.
What level are you really?
70-12. I don't see why this is so hard for you to believe. Why don't you believe me more? So I'm 75, almost 76. But I took down my first warband in a challenge to do better than your pieces of wood.
Right.
I got some marks and some others. I didn't get a housing item.
I was pretty happy with my housing item.
But I got some marks and stuff. So that was all right. That wasn't bad. It was easy. It was an easy one. I didn't choose a hard one. So I guess I don't deserve a housing item.
But now
that I know that town's giving out flags and they're like, no, not this guy.
Were you doing the same one as me though?
I don't know.
If you're still 75, probably not, because I was...
Oh, because I'm not 76.
Well, you're probably in the Wold still. I'm in the Norcrofts.
I'm just saying.
It's possible that you rode all the way to the Norcrofts to find this guy and tried to take him on. But I'm just saying, it's unlikely.
It's unlikely, because I'm only 75.
The only one who's making this an issue is yourself.
Got to stretch out the podcast. There's nothing to talk about this week.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about this week. Well, you know, it's not really Turbine's fault either. They had, like, a hurricane to deal with.
You know, they will come up with any excuse not to do anything.
Yeah.
Natural disasters, bunkering down, fear for life.
They were, like, for really sweet, sassy molassing.
I guess we'll excuse it this time. I'm just saying. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing. I played as much as possible. I gotta tell you though, the rubber banding made it really impossible to play for a while, play for long durations of time.
I really haven't had a problem with rubber banding. It only gets really bad when I get into town and then like I'm trying to go through a narrow walkway and I keep missing it because of my character like edges too far right or something, and then bam, I run into the wall and I'm like, okay, come on, focus, we're getting through this hallway, you can do it.
It was horrible for me. It was really bad. It was really frustrating and not enjoyable whatsoever.
Well, they supposedly fixed the rubber banding, but today is the day that I had the most trouble with the rubber banding. And I don't even want to call it rubber banding, because rubber banding to me is like you run forward and then you get snapped back. For me, it's more like I'm running in place for a couple seconds and then I shoot forward. I guess it's like a reverse rubber band, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know what it is, but it's like I'll summon my horse and it takes forever. It's really just bad lag, what it feels like.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of that this morning when I was trying to play. But previously, I was only really having a difficult time in town.
Previously on A Casual Stroll to Mordor. I haven't had any problems.
I meant previously while I was playing, but okay.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's... Pineleaf says that Lotro is the only program that hasn't been lagging on him lately, but other people are saying that they've had some issues. I don't know.
Like I said, I was okay before. I don't know if it was like a isolated incidents. I was in a weird place today that was having problems. I don't know. Like I was before, I was only really getting frustrated when I was trying to traverse through town. And I learned to slow down because you can't go breakneck speed through town. I did learn that, so don't tell me that. But I was just, you know, trying to go across the bridge or something. And it was just like, miss, miss, miss.
Wow. No, I had more like I'd be running along and then I kind of freeze up and then everybody was on me and then I go move again and that got really old after
a while. That just sounds like lag to me.
First, I don't have rubber banding. Or second, I don't have rubber banding. First, I can't kill the same warbands as you.
You're not level 77.
I'm feeling a little singled out here.
All
right, moving on.
You have all kinds of rubber banding, and you kill the same warbands as me two levels.
Thank you. Is that too hard?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
All right.
And now, the town crier.
This week, the Lotro Mac client is available for download.
Hooray!
Not that you'd know it.
What? Okay, they did. They only kind of announced it in the forums, which I think is maybe they're trying to go for a soft launch kind of thing. Like, they don't want every Mac owner in the world. Which, of course, we just put it on our site and told every player that we can.
Right, you definitely wouldn't want Mac people to know that you have a native client to download and play their game.
I think that it's a soft launch, which means they want to trickle in people before and get them to fix the little bugs that they have remaining before they tell everybody.
But then they announced, but then they had a big old thing on the unofficial Apple. Well,
I don't read that crap.
Yeah, but Apple people do. Like, that's one of the biggest Apple blogs out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it just seems weird that if you'd want people to test it, you think it would be like existing players before you would like say, hey.
I think it's weird that they didn't post it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that they don't want everybody using it yet. And that's the only reason that they're making it available for those people who are like eagerly, eagerly waiting for it and maybe saw it on the unofficial waffle blog. I'm calling that now.
So, what do you think, who do you think has things longer in beta? Lotro with their forums or Google?
I think it's a toss-up at this point. This client is probably still technically a beta, but I don't think that anybody officially is calling it beta. I think they're actually avoiding the word beta for this client. But they do recognize that there's still a few bugs that need to be worked out. They've set up a separate Mac tech help forum for Mac users. Some of our users have said that some stuff that you may want to know is it's for Mountain Lion only.
So yes, that's important.
So if you are running an earlier version of OS, that will not work for you.
Right.
So.
Yeah, like Snow Leopard or Leopard or.
I don't know any of their cat names.
Lion.
But Mountain Lion's the one that works.
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's anything else important to tell Mac users. I don't have a Mac. But I thought that that was important in case you wanted. Because I know that some people, I've heard that some people have purposely not been upgrading to Mountain Lion because of software incompatibilities.
So, yeah, it's pretty specific on which ones you can update and which ones you can't. So.
Anyway, it connects to the live game. It will patch the live game stuff. It will connect to the exact same servers that the Windows users use. You're not getting anything special. You're just getting a way to play it natively on your Mac. The same game that you have been playing on your PC.
Right.
But now you can do it on your Mac.
Chat room's going pretty crazy as far as that goes. Some saying that some players have experienced it's faster to use the native client in Wine, using Wineskin. Others are saying,
I don't know what that means.
Wineskin is an emulator for Windows. Emulates Windows. Krell is mentioning that make sure that you let it verify. Skipping verify can break things. Overall, seems to be pretty much a beta. I mean, in all sense of the, it's not like a beta where it pretty much works. It's a beta as in they need help making it work. Or getting it ironed out.
I think it pretty much works here. They wouldn't make a client if it didn't work at all. I think that, you know, there's just stuff that a couple Mac users need to know to get it to work.
Okay.
I think that we're in disagreement here. But it's there. It's a live version of whatever it is. Akaziel is calling it a pre-release. Pre-release. I'm good with that.
Okay, there's also a hotfix scheduled from Thursday, November 1st, or there was one on November 1st.
Yeah, there was a hotfix. That was the one that was supposed to be fixing the rubber banding. So I thought it was important to mention, even though we kind of talked about it already.
Is this the one that was scheduled for Monday that got postponed?
No, this is a different one. This is just, it says, this brief update will address the reports of rubber banding that we have received. This is a server-side fix only. No game data will be changed.
Okay, so the one that was supposed to take place last Monday should be taking place this Monday.
Corrected, and it's just a maintenance. It's not a game update.
But it's like, what, a six-hour maintenance?
Yeah, it's a pretty big one. I'm bringing it up right now. Hold on.
It seems like a long time for maintenance.
Oh, they just had a big update. They probably have some back-end systems they have to upgrade. 6 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern.
Okay.
Is what they are planning. And it's game servers and the My account at turbine.com will be down for maintenance.
Okay. What else is going on?
Not much. Thursday's lotteries did not go out. I don't remember why, but I have a link here.
Well, these are all done manually, so maybe because of the storm?
Well, no, on Thursday. It said there was a slight issue with the lottery system, but we have a fix ready and we're rolling it out next Tuesday. Until then, you're going to miss the weekend lotteries. So I thought that was important to note.
Okay.
So there's just a problem. Sapiens actually was able to get the Monday lotteries out through the storm. So he did that.
Great.
This is something completely different.
Okay. What about the weekly store sale? What's going on there? With the free sample of Healing Carrot?
Yeah, there's a 50% Healing Carrot These are level 75 plus, one per account. What they'll do is they will heal your war steed's endurance, which equals morale. Basically, it's their health, to half their morale bar. I used this during my warband fight.
How'd it work out for you?
It worked out well. It healed to half, just like it did. And then I, you know, started getting beat on again. So, but it did work, and it worked fine. And I was able to find that because it looked like a carrot in my inventory, unlike the remount, fast remount. And I don't know what that looks like, and I had no idea where it was. So I did use this one. You can get one for free this week with coupon code HC5432. And it's actually in the store called a healing carrot, but the item given to you in your inventory is called a tasty carrot.
Interesting.
For store sales this week, the Runekeeper and the Warden are both on sale for 20% off this week. That's 636 turbine points. Not the lowest sale that we've seen on these. This is a pretty average sale. But if you've been waiting...
It's been a while since we've seen them on sale.
Right. Character slots are also 20% off this week. 476 turbine points for these this week. Just gives you more characters. The max, I believe, that you can buy in the store is 10 characters. The max you can have total is 17 if you have, like, all the VIPs and all the pre-orders and then everything you could have possibly gotten to increase your characters. So, but you can buy 10 total from the store.
Okay.
Relic removal scrolls are 20% off. Now, these can drop, I think, in instances and probably in skirmishes, chests and stuff like that. But I've heard that they're rather rare. So if you need one of these guys, especially with the, you know, everybody switching their legendary items this time with the new expansion, this might be a good sale to catch. They are 20% off, like I said, and they are 156 turbine points this week.
Okay. Nice. All right. What else in store news?
In other news, there is a free rapid remount available until November 14th. I got this from my LOTRO newsletter that I had to dig out of my spam folder because I didn't know I've been missing them for a while. So I'm trying to make sure that Google knows. I don't want him to spam those. But I'm talking like Google's a man. Like, Google, don't do that, okay? Just don't spam my LOTRO stuff, okay? Anyway, there was a coupon code inside the newsletter for a rapid remount. It's available until November 14th if you use the coupon code REMOUNT8. Again, this is a 75 plus mount thingy that's used for your war steed. Someone else said that he wasn't sure if it was because of the characters or type of account, but he got an email as well. But his said 20% mount speed boost that lasts an hour. And the code that he got was MSB8. So if you're not 75, there's another free code for you.
Huh.
Thank you, Gaspard, because I didn't get that one.
That's an interesting way of doing it.
Yeah, so I don't know what the determination of who got what was, but now everybody's got everything.
Okay. In CSDM news, we had a post by Katani about how New Zealand and Weta Workshop are joining forces to bring the world what she describes as the best in-flight safety video ever, which is an unexpected briefing and is a Lord of the Rings flavored safety video about for flying. Featuring, well, Peter Jackson is in there, a CGI golem,
mm-hmm.
and many participants dressing up as different characters from Lord of the Rings.
It's a fantastic video. Even if you fly a lot and you're sick of this speech, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, I think you will really enjoy this. It's well done. You can tell that they're having a great time doing it. And, it covers all the basics of, like, you know, fastening your seatbelt and, like, wearing a life jacket, but it's all done Middle Earth style.
It's pretty clever, and it's a great way to also promote flying to New Zealand.
Yeah, so it's an Air New Zealand in-flight video ad, basically, but it's brilliant, and you will enjoy it. We recommend it.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. I think they did a good job. I would fly to New Zealand.
I would too, if I had the money.
Just, you got to make the money. You got to
make room for the... Why don't you make the money?
I do make the money. Goes towards things like food and clothes and stuff. Gasoline.
And stuff, okay.
Also, a Lego Hobbit Halloween, my wife's new favorite YouTube series.
Yeah, Kia found this and she like basically begged, has this been featured on you? Can I please post it out there? And I just like, whatever. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. These Lego videos are hilarious. They're very, very well done. What's the name of the workshop again? It's Brotherhood Workshop.
Brotherhood Workshop.
I recommend you watch them all. I watched them all. They are totally worth watching. And they made one for Halloween that's hilarious. Hilarious. You need to watch this.
Yeah, they definitely put a lot of effort into this. It's fantastic. They're really good.
Yeah, all of them are super funny. But I think that the Halloween one is definitely my favorite. With the, you know, the ending. The ending is the best. So...
yeah, it was very good.
Two videos for you to watch. That's what we gave you this week.
Yay! We were busy. This week's poll
we
was...
we gave you more than Lotro did.
There you go. Storms.
Storms. Yeah, we didn't have storms. Well, we had like residuals. Like, we live in Michigan.
We had rain, y'all. It was cold.
It was freezing cold rain. But like tons
of... my trash cans got knocked down.
I'm being serious. Like, Lake Michigan had the highest... no, Huron. Lake Huron.
The one, yeah, it did have the highest waves
highest
ever recorded.
Highest waves ever recorded because of all the wind that we got. And it was bad enough here. I can't even imagine what the people on the East Coast actually went through. I was miserable, but I was like powering through because I'm like, okay, I'm just getting like the residuals of this. I'm not getting the brunt of it like so many other people did. So if you are on the East Coast, you probably aren't listening to me, but I hope that you're all safe and okay.
Yeah. You saw it. Like, it was, I mean, it's so bad. The entire subway system of New York was almost pretty much underwater. They had to pump it all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it was just like shifting between hail, snow, rain, because it was really cold. The wind was really cold, but it wasn't cold enough to keep it snowing. So it kept flip-flopping all day.
Yeah. All right. So this week's poll was, are you 85 yet? We had 1,174 voters. So 37% said, nope, I'm taking my time. That's definitely where I lay. I have been 4 days/weeks. That is Kitani and Elb.
Yep.
And that is 16%. 14% said, I'm not ready for Rohan yet. 10% said, almost there. 10% said, yes, I have. 8% said, I haven't logged in since Lohan launched.
Well, Lohan?
Rohan launched. Well, we thank you for still reading the blog. They raised the level cap. Sweet Sassy Molassy, head to the Fallout Chowder, was 3%, and other at 2%. Next week's poll is Warseed Cosmetics, skins, and color pricing. I fear to move forward because I always give my...
Wait, the question is, with the pricing debate about Warsteed Cosmetics, skins, and dyes, it being 595 turbine points per pack and character only, what are your thoughts in this post? This poll...
well, I'm glad you asked.
This poll was suggested by Adam of the Chaosid Guard. So go ahead and go and vote on that. I know that's a topic that a lot of people have a big opinion on, so you're welcome to share and leave a comment to expand on your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts on the situation are...
save it for next week.
All right, this week's...
actually, we already gave it last week.
So. Yeah, this week's...
you know where we live.
Riddles in the Dark.
Riddles in the Dark is a podcast done by Corey Olson and... Corey Olson, I can't speak, and David Kale.
I can't believe you got Dr. Olson's name.
Whatever, you said writers of Lohan.
I think Mr. Olson is a little bit higher up there.
I think that Turbine would be a little upset.
Turbine doesn't listen to this.
Pretty sure Dr. Olson doesn't listen to us either.
No, he does not. He's too busy being awesome.
He's too busy ruling the world. Riddles in the Dark is a podcast by Dr. Olson and David Cale, where they are asking questions, like predicting what's going to happen in the Hobbit movies. So they asked us because they obviously were desperate.
They obviously want to know the opposite of what will happen.
For us to share our thoughts on their questions. So this week's riddle is, what role will the dwarf ring play in the movie? A, none at all. It will never be alluded to. B, passing reference, does not figure into the plot. C, only foreshadows the power of the One Ring over its wielder. D, part of the larger story connecting Sauron to the backstory of the dwarves and becomes a feature of the plot.
Okay, you mean the dwarven rings that were...
Seven rings for the dwarves.
I don't think they even play into the book at all.
I don't think they play into the book at all either.
I think they played into the Lord of the Rings because they're mentioned there, because they all go through all the history of what the rings, you know, what happened to all the rings. But yeah, because this was way before Lord of the Rings, and I don't think he'd fleshed that part out yet.
Well, even so, what would they do here? The ring is lost at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what they do. I mean,
the only one who's got it is Bilbo, the One Ring. I mean, he's going to control all the dwarves all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, when, you know, when Tolkien went back and revised The Hobbit, he still really didn't do much other than infer maybe that the One Ring had kind of corrupted Bilbo, almost instantly forcing him to lie about what happened. So I don't know how they would even, I mean, because it's not like any of these guys have the rings, do they? I mean, they wouldn't
have. None of the folks here would have.
Yeah, they didn't have them.
No, they should have them, though. The elves had their rings.
That's true. God. Oh, I think about so many ways that this could be ruined. I don't see what kind of plot point that they would...
The only thing I could see that it could be used for is, again, explaining the significance of the One Ring. But in The Hobbit, it's not used as a ring of power. It's used as a ring of invisibility.
Yeah, it was a plot point for Tolkien to kind of boost Bilbo's ability to sneak around.
To be a burglar, right.
And to get the dwarves and themselves out of trouble. And then against Smaug, it kind of helps, doesn't really help. But I mean, it provides a way for, you know, them to get Smaug out there. Spoiler if you haven't read it.
You just ruined the movie for
I ruined it. You've had like, people, you've had like 50 years to read that book. Even I've read that book. All right. But, you know, on the converse, they could use that. I mean, the movie, I think, is going to reference the other three movies almost as much as possible. If for no other reason, and I'm sorry if this offends people, but there's a tremendous chance to cross-promote the three movies. They still want, you know... They want people to get, you know, I think there's definitely people who want them to leave the movie, say, I want more Lord of the Rings, and then go buy the Blu-ray,
right.
Or buy the movies, or Legos or whatever. I prefer the Legos because they're awesome. So I can see them alluding to it, but I'm trying to, other than be like, you know, Bilbo finds the ring and they're like, be careful, lad. We have these rings. I mean, but at that time, they're not supposed to know that the dwarven rings. I mean, the dwarven rings didn't really do anything to them.
Well, this is after Sauron has used the One Ring against them, had it cut off his hand, and then it got lost. So it has been used in the past, the One Ring.
Okay, yeah.
But it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, and Pine Leaf is saying the dwarven rings were all lost, and I guess it wasn't until the Lord of the Rings that they found out Sauron had taken them all.
I don't know at the Hobbit time if the dwarves actually have the rings. I don't know.
Okay. So we got A, none at all, just to go over these. B, passing reference, does not figure into the plot. C, only foreshadows the power of the One Ring over its wielder. D, part of the larger story connecting Sauron to the backstory of the dwarves, becomes a plot in the future. Okay, I'm going to say D is out.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big part of the plot.
B doesn't really make sense to me. I would say, because I mean, if they're going to mention it, they might as well tie it to the One Ring.
Sure.
So, we've got A, where it's none at all. Oh, it doesn't seem likely. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go for the movie answer.
Yeah, I want it to be A.
I want it to be A, but I think it's going to be C.
I don't have enough knowledge of what the dwarf rings were doing at the time of The Hobbit. You know, were they hanging out? Did Sauron already have them?
Yeah, Sauron. Yeah, they don't know. I don't think they know that Sauron had them until. Yeah, Kenobi 1985 said Sauron took almost all of them and promised to give them back to the dwarves in exchange for their service. And that's when the dwarves were like, kiss my rear end.
Yeah, but that was during the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, so at this time, they're not supposed to know where they are. However, I like Fredalus's conjecture that if they mention the Dwarven Rings, they can then sell them in replicas in Sky Mall catalogs.
Merchandising!
That is awesome. All right. I'm going with C. I can see ominous foreshadowing.
I'm going with A.
Good for you.
None at all. All
right.
Don't awesome. Do it, Peter Jackson. Don't do it.
Don't do it, man. All right. With that, we'll do what everybody should be doing and raising your glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, this week in letters. Hi there. I have a question that I've not been able to find an answer for. I recently got into doing skirmishes, specifically Siege of Gondomin and Trouble in Tuckboro, and I'm enjoying them. However, I've been trying to go after the deeds you get from optional encounters, and for the life of me, I seem to be getting the same three encounters. Is it truly random, or does changing level/tier make a difference? Thanks. In Thrillhill. Pine Leaf's answer.
Let me talk.
No! You got to talk about all the scales. Sales.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but I obviously just took myself out of my own argument, so go ahead.
I sent this question to Pine Leaf because Pine Leaf is our skirmish expert who knows absolutely everything, and I'm a dummy girl when it comes to skirmishes. Pine Leaf answered that the encounters you face within a skirmish are truly selected at random. Yes, sometimes you do get streaks where you keep getting the same encounters or avoid the one you really want to do to complete the deed, but eventually you should be getting the encounter you're seeking.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I can't imagine all the stuff that completionists like Pine Leaf and Thrillhill have gone through on these skirmishes. I myself have several deeds that I just eventually gave up on because it always seems that there's that one that just never spawns for you. All right, this week in player achievements, Atheron says, I wrote you guys back in June as anonymous warden talking about how I was getting married. Well, I'm pleased to report that as of this month, my hobbity wife and I have been happily married longer than Kim Kardashian has. Woot!
Congratulations, Atheron.
Congratulations.
That's wonderful. Barryline says, I've been working hard not to get to 85 yet and not finishing the epic story yet. Just having fun exploring and doing all the side quests, storylines, with occasional chats with Eomir and other known names. I'm really enjoying the random encounters when people gallop up and help to take on a warband. This expansion is fun.
All right. Elinda says, yesterday on the server, Nimrodel, my kinship and I finally completed all of Orthanc Tier 2 in under 3 hours. Actually, 2 hours and 52 minutes. We were all very happy after this accomplishment because no one on the server had done a full run of Orthanc Tier 2. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
That's great. And Iokester, I'm sure I said that wrong, says, today I finally leveled Lokifriend, my first character, a captain, created in the Brandywine server in November of 2007, to 85. It took me way more than I expected, but playing 2 hours a day, whenever I had some time, took me 19 days from the Riders of Rohan launch. Now I'm eager to see if there's some more content to do, since I just started the first 5 Hypebold quests that I already know I'll be doing daily. Now it is time to work in some developing the last tier of my crafting skills.
Did you almost say scrapbooking?
I think I said scrafting. I don't know what scrafting is. I guess it's a combination of crafting skills. So instead of saying crafting skills, you can now just say scrafting.
That's a word.
I made that up.
In closing, we'd like to thank Michael S. for his donations. And how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com and you can tell us, go get some sleep, because you guys obviously are tired.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to log into Lohan while I scraft some.
I'm going to work on my scrafting. Watch out, Lohan, here I come. Well, anyway, we welcome your email to podcast at casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and on our Steam group. We also have a Flickr group in case you're taking lots of screenshots and want to share those with us. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate it. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30, even when we probably shouldn't be actually talking to you, because we're too tired to do so. But we do it anyway, Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network TV.
All right, so thank you everybody for tuning in while you scraft. Lohan.
Everybody get to scrafting in Lohan.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, whatever it is that you do to consume our very tired ramblings. We appreciate it. We will talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.